Hello?
Yes.
Okay, come here.
We'll start in a minute or two.
Okay. So you're gonna have the album or anything?
Say again.
You're gonna organize the album study?
It's not mine. It's Abraham Masani's. He's organizing it because it's the Sun News Museum. It's the Sun's haircutting. So we're gonna do a study
so
along with the haircutting. I'll send out the email tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll decide to come.
If I can, I will be there.
I understand.
I sure need the energy.
Understood. We'll talk about your sister tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. Minute. A mess.
All right, let's begin.
Okay. Shall I unmute myself now?
Say again?
Shall I mute myself?
No, just don't fall asleep.
No, I don't.
I'm just joking. Now you can unmute or mute, it doesn't matter. Basically just not to be making noise on the recording.
Am I the only one here?
Right now you're the only one.
Yeah,
but
somebody's
let's get started.
Going to join in a little while.
I'm expecting a few other people that I know of, so they'll be there soon.
Yeah, okay.
Please join me in the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chemincha Tati Serura Alafet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabelinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Krasatan, tear up the negativity. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Keva Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Two sequences. Nun Gimel Dalet is the same gematria as Parnasa, Zan in Hebrew, sustenance, and Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that we utilize to take back the energy we've given over to the other side. Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamlein. Betet reish tzadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatach. Het kuf bet, tet nunayin. And the two letters of the month of Iyar, the Vav that created the planet Noga, Venus, and the Pei that created the constellation Shor, the bull. Together they have a gematria of 86, the same gematria of Elohim, which also has the same gematria as the word in Hebrew Hateva, which means nature. Elohim is a name of God that is attributable to the level of nature, natural law, the level of judgment, strict cause and effect. The Pei and the Vav have an interesting connection. because the pei is the sixth letter from the end of the Hebrew alphabet, and the vav is the sixth letter of the alphabet. And we have letter substitution rules, one of which is to take the first letter and substitute it with the last, and the second letter and substitute it for the second to the last letter, and the third letter and substitute it for the third to the last letter, and so forth. But with the pei and the vav, when we substitute the sixth letter for the sixth letter from the end, we have the same combination, pei and vav. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatach. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf, a sequence that is utilized to speed the spreading of Kabbalah in our generation. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud. Tough. And the last line is said in as a whisper. Before we go to start reading the Zohar, which will be in the portion of Emor, section 13, I believe it is, the title is, Whoever He Be of Your Seed in Their Generations That Has Any Blemish. Before we go and start that, does anybody have any questions? So to start reading the Zohar, Vayi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Ish Mizrach'acha L'dorotam Asher Yihyeh Bo Mum Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Pagin d'ihu, Pagim uman d'ihu, Pagim la itchaze l'shamsha, B'kutshab v'ha ukmuha, B'barnash v'ishtakach, Pagim leit bei mehemnuta, V'hahu pagimu, Ashid ale kafshin kachana, D'vaya l'ishtakha, Shalim mare dimhemnuta yatir mikola veha ukmuha. Whoever he be of your seed in their generations that has any blemish. Vayikra chapter 21. Rabbi Yitzhak said, the reason is because he is blemished, and whoever is blemished is unfit to serve in the holy place. We explain that a blemished man has no faith, to which that blemish bears testimony. This is truer in a priest who has to be whole and faithful more than the rest. We have already explained this. The section is talking about the Torah description that a priest cannot serve in the temple doing the work of the Avodah of Hashem, if he is blemished in any way. And earlier in the Zohar and other sections, it is said that blemishes are the effect of certain actions from a previous lifetime or from this lifetime. And it's saying in this verse that it's really a lack of faith, because if one truly understood his relationship to Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, which includes that person, he would be able to heal himself of all blemishes, because he could do tshuva for anything that caused the blemish. So whenever someone is blemished, in a world of strict judgment, there's cause and effect. That person did an action that causes the blemish. that's not to say that we should judge that person because, oh, they did such a horrible thing, but to understand the cause and effect. And then assist through the spreading of the knowledge of Kabbalah how that person can correct that blemish. And there are people who will say, oh, in the physical world, you know, I've lost a limb, God forbid, or my arm isn't working, God forbid, or any other form of a blemish. How can you replace the leg? How can you make the arm work when the doctors can't? And it's understandable that people want to see the result. But ultimately, you must first have the certainty that the result will take place because you're using the system and you're using the tools. And only then will you be able to see the result. It's not a question of let me see it and then I know it to be true. It's know it to be true and then you will see it. Rabbi Elazar, Hava, Yativ, Bekistira, Devei, Hamu, Behu, Hava, Amar, Zilka, Divkistira, Beeta, Shekiach, Adhaki, Avar Chad Barnash Pagim Meene Chad Amar Chamu Nisal Lechai Amar Bagim Hu Velav Mehemana Amar Nishal Behema Bahede Atu Sheilu Le Amar Le Tufka Man U Bealma Amar Atira Aval de Yashlif Avav Al Da Bahade Ana Bakulhu Amar Rabbi Elazar Bamilo Ishtama Delav Mehemnuta Kabe Velav Bar Mehemana Hu Tachati Kuchabarihu Amar Kol Ish Asher Bo Mum Lo Yikrav Deha Kedusha Dilela La Sharia Beatar Pagim. Rabbi Elazar was sitting in his father-in-law's room, saying that a remedy must be found for the leak in the room, because the rain was leaking through the roof. In the meantime, a man passed who had a defect in one eye. His father-in-law said, let us seek advice from him. Rabbi Elazar said, he is blemished and therefore not trustworthy. His father-in-law said, let us test him. They approached to ask him. He asked him, whoever is the happiest in the world? The man said, a rich man is the happiest in the world. And when taken away from his wealth, woe to him. I worry for him most of all, since if he loses his wealth, he is the most miserable man in the world. Rabbi Elazar said, from his words, I understand he is neither faithful nor trustworthy, since he thinks the rich man, rather than the righteous, to be the happiest. Come and see, the Holy One, blessed be He, said that whatever man he be that has a blemish, he shall not approach. For supernal holiness does not dwell on a blemished place. In essence, saying that a priest who is blemished cannot channel the energy of the sacrifice up or the energy down. And therefore, the statement is holiness does not dwell on a blemished person, a blemished place. Patach ve'amar l'torah v'lit urda im lo yomru kadavar hazeh l'torah v'lit urda man hu torah Uman hu teuda ela Torah da Torah shabiktav teuda da Torah sheba alpe Torah sheba alpe la sharia beatar pagim deha mitorah shabiktav it bene ketiv tzor teuda chatom Torah balidibuda tzor teuda da Torah Sheba Alpe, Begin, Detaman, Itzar, Tzerora, Dechaye, Uftu Da, Itkashar, Kishra, Dechaye, Dileila, Meheve, Kola Had. He opened his discourse saying, for Torah and for testimony, surely they will speak according to this word. Isaiah chapter 20. For Torah and for testimony. Yes. What is the Torah and what is the testimony? And the answer is that the Torah is the written Torah, Zeranpin, while the testimony is the oral Torah, Malchut. The oral Torah does not dwell on a blemished place, because it is established on the written Torah, since Malchut is built by Zeranpin, which is whole. It is written, bind up the testimony, seal the Torah among my disciples. A verse from the Torah. Bind up the testimony refers to the oral Torah, since there, in Malchut, the bundle of life is bound, and with the testimony the knot of life is tied, from above, from Zeranpin, so that all will be one. Umitaman letata itparshan orchin v'shvilin. Umitaman mitparshin orchin bialmin. Kuhu hahidikiv umisham ipared v'haya le'arba'a rashim. From there downwards, that is, underneath Malchut, routes and paths are separated, and from there the ways diverge throughout the worlds, as written. And from thence it was parted and branched into four streams. A verse from Bereshit chapter 2, which is describing the four rivers that come from Eden. Eden is the code word for Bina. The four rivers have other meanings. Chatom, Torah, Chatima. Diorita di hi Torah shebiktav be'anatar bilimudai ilein nevi'e kaftal adalef v'yakem et ha'amud taimatni ve'ikra shemo yakin v'yakem et ha'amud hasmali ve'ikra shemo boaz umitaman itparshan orhe lin v'ye Mehemne, Bekaime, Elaine, Bekiyuma, Lagufa, Lishit, Tehirin, Hahidiktiv, Shokav, Amude, Shesh, Vekola, La, Kaima, Ela, Bishlimu, Vela, Sharya, Kutshab, Lekola, Dikola, Ela, Bishlimu, Kad, Mithabran, Da, Bada, Kola, Hu, Shalim, Kola hu chad, la itpagim, atar v'alda, ikre kaf yud shalem kaf dalet aleph, umalki tzedek melech shalem, vayehi b'shalem suko. Seal the Torah refers to the sealing of the Torah, the written Torah, which is Zeranpin. Where does this happen? Among my disciples. The prophets called, taught of Hashem, Netzach and Hod, as written, and he set up the right pillar and called its name Yachin, which is Netzach, and he set up the left pillar and called its name Boaz, Kings 1, chapter 7, which is Hod. From their ways extend to the faithful prophets who receive from Netzach and Hod, and these support the body Zeranpin, with his six lights. This is the meaning of his legs are pillars of marble. A verse from Shir HaShirim, chapter 5. His legs, the secret of Netzach and Hod, are pillars of Zeranpin that has the six sephirot in him. Everything is supported only by means of perfection, and all their holiness dwells on them, only when they are in holiness. For when Zeranpin and Malchut are united with each other, all is whole. All is one, and no place is rendered defective. Hence the congregation of Israel is called whole, as written. And Melchizedek, king of Shalem, literally the whole, Bereshit chapter 14, as Melchizedek is Malchut, and the king of wholeness, and also in Shalem also is his tabernacle, a verse from Tehillim chapter 76, which refers to Malchut. Melchizedek is one of the names for Shem, the son of Noah. And the understanding is that Noah is a prophet, spoke to God, was told to build the ark, which he did. When they came out of the ark, Noah was the high priest of the world. And he passed that essence on to his son Shem, who set up a school in the Jerusalem area, but it wasn't called Jerusalem at the time, and took on the name Melchizedek, which Melchizedek is the king of righteousness. And righteousness is, or the king of justice. And those are terms referring to Malchut. And Melchizedek is essentially the priest, the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, before the Jewish nation manifests. And then later on, that essence of being the high priest was passed to Abraham. And then to Isaac, and then to Jacob, and then to the Kohanim through Moshe to Aaron. Umitaman l'tata itparshan orchin ushvilin umitaman Mitparshin Orchin Bialmin Kuhu Hahidiktivu Misham Yipared Vehayale Arba'a Rashim. From there downwards, that is underneath Malchut, routes and paths are separated, and from there the way is diverged through the worlds, as written, and from thence it was parted and branched into four streams. I'm sorry, I read that before. I was in the wrong place. Ugin kach la sharia kola ela beatar shalim vialda kol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav kegavna da karbena deve muma la itkeriv memtet diktiv ki lo leratzon יהיה לכם ואי תימה הקודשה בריך הוא לה שרי אלא ביתר תבירה במנה תבירה דקטיב ועת דקה ושפל רוח חייד אתר שלים יתיר הוא מכולה בגין דמאיך גרמי למשרי עלי גאותה דקולה גאותה ילאה ודה הוא שלים, אבל לה כתיב ואת עיוור, ושבור וחרום ושרוע, אלא ואת דקה ושפל רוח, מן דמאיך גרמי, קודשה בריחו זקית לה. Therefore everything dwells only on a wholesome place. And therefore, whatever man he be that has a blemish, he shall not approach. Vayikra, chapter 21. Similarly, a blemished sacrifice shall not be offered, since it is written, it shall not be acceptable to you. Vayikra, chapter 22. You may say that the Holy One, blessed be He, only dwells in a broken place, in a broken vessel, as written, yet with Him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Isaiah, chapter 57. He answers, such a place is the most wholesome, because one humbles himself so as to allow the loftiest to dwell on him. Supernal loftiness. Such a one is whole. But it does not say, I dwell on a blind man or a lame or the that has a flat nose or anything superfluous. Vayikra, chapter 21. But with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. For the Holy One, blessed be He, raises him who humbles himself. This verse is explaining that even though the priest, the Kohen, is blemished, he's still loved. But he cannot be doing the work because Hashem cannot rest on that level. He's not able to channel it properly because he is not of a contrite and humble spirit, or his blemish would be healed. Ugine kach kachana tekaim letata kegavna dilela la'e de meheve shalim yatir mikola vela yitraze pagim v'ad azhar lehu lekachane diktiv ish mezaracha l'dorotam Asher Yehiyeh Bo Mum. Therefore, the priest that is below, as the likeness of above, needs to be more whole in every respect than anyone else, and show no blemish. The priests are therefore admonished, whoever he be of your seed in their generations that has any blemish. Tu patach v'amar, v'ki tagishun, iver lizboach, Ein ra u'pekit tagishu pisacha biseach v'hole ein ra v'ki kuchabariku amar ein ra I haki tov hu ela sofe dikra okach di Israel v'inun yomin havo memanan kachane mare demumin al gabe Madbacha u'shamsha al maktasha v'amre mai ikpat lei l'kutshabarichu da o achara v'inun havo v'amre einra l'kutshabarichu ativ l'chun l'chon hahi mila dechavo amre amar Yisrael atun amre Kad mekarve mare demumin al pulchani einra ma ikpat lei l'kutshabarichu. He continued with, and if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? As if you offer a lame or sick animal, is that not evil? Malachi chapter 1. He asked, was it the Holy One, blessed be He, who said it is not evil? Then it is good. And he answers, the end of the verse shows that Israel used to appoint blemished priests in those days and blemished sacrifices on the altar and to serve in the temple, and said, what does the Holy One, blessed be He, care whether it is this or another? It is they who used to say it is not evil. And the Holy One, blessed be He, answered them with the very words they would use, saying, Israel, you say there is not evil in blemished people sacrificing for my worship. What does the Holy One, blessed be He, care? Sufe dikra ma kativ hakrivehu. Just keep in mind that these are all metaphors. So in our day, in our life, what does it mean that there's a blemished priest? And that there's a blemished sacrifice. It's talking about someone going through the motions. I was raised frum, I was raised observant, I was raised to pray three times a day. That's what I've been taught, that's what I do. But I really don't have the desire to connect with Hashem. This is what my society does, but it's not what I truly desire, what I yearn to do. A blemished sacrifice. Sofe dikra ma kativ hakrivehu na lefechatcha hayirtzecha o hayisha yisa panecha varnash minaiku I beitu v'shalume l'malka ulkarva kame derona atun mishadrin le pigima o la v'chayirtzecha o hayishtza panecha v'hahu derona kavshin v'kavshin d'atun mekarvin kama barnash v'gin l'karva Dorona, ha, Dorona, Dilchon le Kalba, Itmasar, Devadai, Barnash, Deihu, Pagim, Pagim, Hu, Mikola, Pagim, Hu, Mehemnuta, the Ad, Kol Ish Asherbo, Mum Lo Yikrav. The end of the verse says, offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you, or will he show you favor? If a man among you must make peace with the king and offer him a gift, will you send him a defective one or not? Will he be pleased with you or will he show you favor from that defective gift? Moreover, when you bring before me a blemished man to offer me an offering, that offering of yours shall be given to the dog. For surely such a blemished man is defective in every respect. Defective in faith, hence it says, whatever a man that man be, he that has a blemish, he shall not approach. The question in the verse is, what does it matter to God that the priest is blemished? The sacrifice might be whole, but the priest is blemished, and it's affecting your sacrifice. And the verse is then explaining, you would never allow a defective gift to be given to the king. And the Kohen is that one doing the transaction, so to speak, is doing the action to bring the sacrifice to Hashem, to holiness. And if he is not holy, which is represented by the fact that he is blemished, it's not going to work. Amar Rabbi Yose, Zamin, Kudsha Barichu, Le'ashlema, Lehu, Le'Yisrael, Ulishtacha, Shalemin Bekola Dela Yehe Bechon Mare Demunimin Kalal Begin Dihon Tikuna Di Alma Ki Ilain Mane Ulbusha De Barnash Di Inun Tikuna De Gufa Hahidikti Viit Yatzvu Kimo Levush. Rabbi Yossi said, the Holy One, blessed be He, will make Israel whole, so they will be whole in every respect, and there will be none blemished among them, for the world will reach completion during the resurrection. Like the vessels and garments of man, which are completion for the body, this is why he will perfect them, as written, and they stand as a garment. Job chapter 38. Tachatzi kad itarun me'afra. Kimadi alu haki kumun higreen o sumin alu higreen v'sumin v'kumun v'hahu l'vushav de la yemrun di achara hu di itar ulvatar ku chabarichu, yese lon viishtachon, shilemin kame ukdein, yehe alma shalim bekola kedein bayom hahu, yihye adonai echad ushmo echad. Come and see. When they will awaken from the dust during resurrection, they will rise as they came into the grave. If they entered lame or blind, they will rise lame or blind. Namely, they will rise with the same garment, the same body, so that none would say it is another who was revived into life. The Holy One, blessed be He, will then heal them so they will be whole before Him, and the world will be whole in everything. Then on that day Hashem shall be one, and His name one. The famous verse from Zechariah chapter 14, which has many, many understandings. Shor o kestev, o ez ki yivaled, v'chaya shivat yamim tachat imo. Vigomer, Rabbi Yose patach tzidkatcha, k'chare el mishpatecha. Tzachom rabba adam uvhema, toshia adonai hai kira, it le'istachla, ve'avalta chaze, tzedek. Kitra kadisha ila'a kachare el ki inun turin ila'in kadishin ki ikrun ture. Excuse me. De apar simona dachya ugin di ihi salka leit kashra behu le'ela Kol dinaha b'shikula hada l'kola delet b'chahu dina rachame mishpatecha tohom rabba mishpat dihu rachame nachit l'tata l'tahu l'chahu darga l'takna almin v'chayes al kola v'yaved dina b'rachame l'vas ma alma. When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under its mother. Vayikra chapter 22. Rabbi Yossi opened with, your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your laws are a great deep. Hashem, you preserve man and beast. Psalms chapter 36. We have to examine this verse. Yet come and see, righteousness is a holy supernal sephirah, namely, Malchut. Like the great mountains, meaning like the supernal holy mountains called mountains of pure balsam tree, which are Bina, since Malchut rises to be attached to them above, all her judgments become equal. Since this judgment contains no mercy, therefore your laws are in a great deep. Law, which is mercy, descends to that great Malchut to perfect the world and have compassion over everything and executes judgment with mercy to mitigate the world and allow it to stay in existence. The word for law is mishpat. There are three words in Hebrew for laws. Mishpat is the one that we would normally understand. Laws of torts. Somebody hurts somebody, they need to pay damages. Things like that. Society would issue a law, a mishpat, not to kill, even if the Torah didn't have it as one of the Esser Dibrot, a civilized society would arrive at that on a normal, logical consciousness basis, that it's not a good thing to have killers in your society, so we'll pass a law to proscribe killing. That's what a mishpat is. That's what the law is being used in this verse. Uvgin de'ihu rachamei adam uvhema toshia adonai. Lekola b'shikula chada adam uvhema ha ukmuha man dehu adam v'shave legarme kavcheba adam uvhema din adam v'din v'hema had hu adam uven shemonat yamim imol lachem kol zakar v'hema v'haya shivat yamim tachat imo umiyom hashmini v'hala yiratza lekarban isha ishe ladonai begin piavar alaihu shabbat chad v'cha ukmuha. Since it is mercy, Hashem, you preserve man and beast, namely equally, in relation to man, and beast it has been explained as referring to a man who behaves like a beast. But man and beast means the same law applies for men and beasts. For men, and he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Bereshit chapter 17. For beast it shall be 7 days under its mother, and from the 8th day and thenceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire to Hashem. Vayikra chapter 22. So that they will spend at least one Shabbat. This has already been explained. The reason that we wait 8 days before circumcising a male baby is so that he has one Shabbat between his birth and his circumcision, so that he can receive the energy of Shabbat in order to deal with what is involved in the circumcision, the removal of death. The same thing applies to an animal. The words are different. In the Torah it says 8 days for a human, and the Torah it says 7 days for an animal, but on the 8th day. But it's essentially saying the same thing, although 8 days means there must be the full days. 7 days and on the 8th day means that it can be just a touch of that 8th day. There must be a connection to Shabbat, but it doesn't have to be complete like it does with the circumcision. Uvgin dihu rachamei adam uvhema toshia adonai lekola b'shikula chada adam uvhema ha ukmuha man dehu adam shave legarmei kabhema adam uvhema din adam v'din behema had hu adam uven shemonat yamim Imo lachem kol zachar behema behaya shivat yamim tachat Imo umiyom hashmini behala yeratza lekarban ishe ladonai begin di avar alaihu shabbat chad v'ha ukmuha. Since it is mercy, Hashem, you preserve man and beast, namely equally. In relation to man and beast, it has been explained as referring to a man who behaves like a beast. I'm sorry, I'm again doing the same thing. I had already read that. Rabbi Chia Patach Adonai B'tzedcha Miseir B'tzadcha Mistei Adom Eretz Ra'asha Kam Shemaim Natafu Tachatse Zaka'in Inun Yisrael Bialma Dein Uvalma Diate Tekutcha Barichu Itra'e Behu V'inun Nitzda B'kain Ve'be Ikrun Kadushin Am Kadosh V'kein Ad Salik Lone Dil Darga Aila A Dikre Kodesh Diktiv Kodesh Israel Adonai Reshit Tavuato Kama Di Okimna Taha Yisrael Mitmanya Yomin Mitdabakin Ve Bishmei Urshimin Bishmei Vinun Dilei Kema Diat Amaru Mika Amcha Ki Yisrael Goy Echad Be'eretz Umamin La Mitdabakin Be Bela Azlin Benimuse Urshimad Kadisha Adiyu Minayu Ad Inun Mitdabakan Besitra Achara Delav Kadisha. Rabbi Chiya opened, Hashem, when you did go out of Zair, when you did march out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. Judges chapter 5. Come and see, happier Israel in this world and in the world to come, since the Holy One, blessed be He, choose them, and they cleave to Him and are called holy, a holy nation, which is the aspect of Bina. Moreover, He even raised them to a supernal grade, called holiness, which is Chochmah, and that which receives from holiness, namely Bina, is considered holy. As is written, Israel is holiness to Hashem, the first fruits of His increase. Jeremiah chapter 2. As we explained, that is because Israel cleaved to Him through His name after 8 days, are marked by His name, and are His, as written. And what one nation in the earth is like your people, like Israel. Samuel 2, chapter 7. The nations do not cleave to Him, nor follow His commands, and the holy imprint is absent from them. So they cleave to the unholy other side. B'tachatze b'sha'ata tva'a kudsha barichu l'mehav oraita L'Yisrael zamin ba livnei Esav Amarlon bi'an utun l'kabla Araita b'hahisha ata Itragizat ara kadisha Uv'at li'a'ala l'nukba L'itoma rabba amra Kamei mare bi'alma Pastira dechedva Tire alfe shenin ad la itpere Alma is deman kamei arelin delai shereshimiman Rishiman, Bekiyuman, Bekiyumach. Come and see, when the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to give the Torah to Israel, He summoned the children of Esav and asked them, Do you wish to receive the Torah? At that moment the earth, Malchut, trembled and wanted to enter a chasm in the great abyss. It said before Him, Master of the universe, shall the delights of your joy, for since 2,000 years, prior to the creation of the world, which is the Torah, according to the meaning of, and I was daily His delight, a verse from Mishle, chapter 8. Come before the uncircumcised who are not imprinted with your covenant? The earth was frightened that the children of Esau would say yes. When they lacked so much of the issues associated with circumcision and still continue to lack that. The Muslims, the children of Ishmael, have been doing circumcision, even if it's not complete. The merit of that has protected them and continues to protect them. Amar la kuchabarichu kursiya kursiya yevdun elef umin kevatayhu ukayama dioraita la yisdaman kamaihu ahidikti vadunai betzetcha meseir betzadetcha misde edom eretz rasha vadai begin dioraita la Each Yehivat, Ella, Lamandi, Each Bay, Kayama, Kadisha, Uman, the Leaf, Arita, Laman, De La, Each Gazar, Meshaker, Betray, Kaime, Meshaker, the Kayama, the Arita, Shaker, the Gayama, the Tzadik, Knesset Yisrael, the Arita, Lahai, Atar, Itya Hivat, the Lala Achara. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to it, Throne, throne, namely Malchut called throne, may a thousand such nations perish. The covenant of the Torah shall not appear before them. This is the meaning of Hashem, when you did go out of Zair, when you did march out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled. Surely for the Torah is given only to him who has the holy covenant in him. Whoever teaches the Torah to the uncircumcised is false to two covenants. The covenant of the Torah, as the Torah is called covenant, as written, if I have not appointed my covenant, a verse from Yirmiyahu, chapter 33. And the covenant of the righteous and the congregation of Israel, for the Torah was given to that place, the covenant, and to no other, the foreskin. The verse is a little concealed, and even with Rabbi Ashlag's explanations, but it's really talking about the relationship of the Brit, of the covenant, of the circumcision, to the Torah, and to Israel, and saying that the Torah was given to Israel as part of the effect of the circumcision of Abraham, and therefore Isaac, and therefore Jacob, and all of the children of Israel. We're almost done with our hour, so I'm going to call end the session. Tomorrow night we will have another session starting at 10 p.m. I'm reminding you about the Pesach Sheni holiday, which takes place Thursday night and Friday, and that it's recommended that you eat matzah on Friday morning and connect with the energy of Pesach again, still, as part of the unity. And Lag B'Omer for next Monday. There will be a all-night study and a hair cutting in Los Angeles, in our neighborhood. I'll be sending out an email about this. It will start about 10:30 in the evening, and the hair cutting will take place about 1 a.m., and the all-night study will go between 4 and 5. Before I leave for the night, does anybody else have any questions? Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen v'Amen. Shalom all, Hag Sameach.
Shalom,
shalom. Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.